And we're back. What was your post actually on LinkedIn? And just like that,
2024 has begun.
We're here. I like that. You're like, I'm trying to find another word for just like that. And I was like,
just use just like that.
It sounds good. Rolls off the tongue.
It's easy.
And you were loving it lately, weren't you? All the LinkedIn posts and that. You've been loving yourself sick.
There's a bit of weird energy on LinkedIn at the moment. Some people are trying to put some positivity out there. There's a few people trying to drag people down again. I feel like that's going to be left in 2023. The year of dragging people down to drag yourself up. That ain't it for me.
Have you ever done that in your life where you've tugged on someone's shirt and just pulled them down to get yourself up a little bit?
That's not who I am as a person, not who I have to do. And if that's what you have to do to get some attention, whatever. Hey, 2024, I'm excited. Feels like last year was a crazy year, you know, like a lot of weird juju left in 2023. Still some weird stuff going on in the world at the moment, you know, like weird stuff going on with like wars and conflict and Epstein's list coming out. We'll touch on that in a bit later on, but This episode's back, and so we're going to be a mix. If you followed Funny Business for a while now, we had Snacks, we had Deep Dive, we had Wellbeing Wednesday, we've had
Business Porn,
which is probably the best.
Sunk, didn't it?
It didn't sink.
I didn't really think about it when I done the cover for that. I made it exactly like Pornhub, and then we had some listeners chime in and go, I can't listen to you guys on the plane because everyone thinks I'm masturbate.
they felt nervous getting it out. We don't want any fear about listening to this episode. But again, I think for us, like the last few years, it's been like a bunch of guests. We've had Hot or Not. We've had these sort of topics, but we're sort of at a point now. We've got so much stuff to talk about. It's hard to jam it in at the end of a guest episode or the end of the
insert ourselves into someone's story. Oh, that reminds me of the time that we done this.
Hang on, can we tell you about what's going on? I saw a headline. We'd love to chat about this. I know you're about to rattle off your life story, but can you just pause? Hit the pause button.
It's about us. You know, what we realised is people were giving us the feedback. They're like, look, we love the guests. We love Hot or Not, but we really want to hear you guys talk.
Bring it back.
Chop it up, boys.
Bring it back in 2024. So here we are. We're back. How was your holidays, mate? It's a short, sharp. So I spent a lot of time with you for...
We had a break. Yeah,
we had a few days where it was like not that much.
Yeah, and then, I was sick, bro. I was sick for about a week and a half, man. Some respiratory like infection virus thing was going around, and me and my old man had it. He went to the doctor and got antibiotics. I didn't go to the doctor, but I had some expired medication.
Perfect.
But I was still cooked. Like Christmas Day, I reckon I started to come a little bit good, but for a while there, I was like, this is crazy.
So you don't really feel like you've recharged over a whole
feel like
break?
I've done nothing. And then we're back into it, you know, week one of January 2024. And we're just like, we're all guns blazing, but not really, because we've been going out and enjoying ourselves a little bit as well. We're actually playing golf and playing pool and just trying to find some hobbies.
It's been nice weather too, you know.
It's been shit, I reckon.
Has it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's... Yeah, it has been shit.
That was a bit nervous. You just didn't know what to say.
Well, no, it's been nice to get out and enjoy outside.
When we've been going, it's been all right.
Picking the right times of the day. I'm like the weatherman.
Hey, it's been good going to the driving range. Where is it? Queen's Park, isn't it?
Well, it's been disappointing. It was good until you snapped my driver.
Oh, and I knew straight after you were like, oh, yeah, you probably hit the ground. I was like, I didn't hit the ground, mate. It comes straight off the middle. And it just snapped in half. I don't reckon the ball's used to it being hit that hard.
All I know is I've had my driver for a while now and never had any issues before, and you borrow it once in the driving range and the ball's pinging, hitting the roof, hitting the side.
Well, don't
it's going
lie.
Smack. It's going
don't
left,
lie.
Right. For anyone who's seen the footage on Instagram, I had to take 75 takes for him to get one that goes forward. But you snapped my driver. And I had to sit there. It was like
you
six.
You were just sad energy. You could have been like, "Oh, good, mate." You were just like,
"No, I said it was all good. It's all good. Don't worry about it."
You were so.
But I was like,
you
"Well, fuck!
So sad.
I don't have a driver now." You know what I mean? Like, I let this idiot borrow it. Obviously doesn't have his pen license.
Hey,
you know?
Bro, we'll go to TaylorMade. We'll get one right for you.
Stick
you know
to,
what I mean?
Stick to the grey lead.
It'll be cheap because you're still a youth size. You know what I mean? So you don't have the full big size clubs, but. It was disappointing, but it has been fun going for a hit. I feel like I haven't hit the ball so much in my life. And you do eventually get a little bit better. Like, I still reckon the only club I can hit that goes straight 7 out of 10 times is like the 6-iron.
7 out of 10 times. That's like
and very, that's being generous.
Very, very generous. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
being
you think
generous.
You're pretty good, though.
No, I think last year was, I think for us, one of the things that we've talked about over the couple of weeks off or week and a half off or whatever it sort of looks like is
10 days.
We were so head down, bum up in build mode. You know, Dream Big Social Club, year one of getting the foundation set, getting it up off the ground is getting customers, getting partners on board, doing some interesting stuff, throwing events, getting some awareness of who we are and what we do. And it was a crazy year where I felt like it was hard to prioritize doing any sort of fun stuff that wasn't sort of work related is the nicest way of like putting it. But I don't know if that was also the healthiest way, where it got to the end of last year and I was like, I don't know if we did anything last year. You know, like besides work and watch TV. And eat dinner.
I feel the same. Yeah, Groundhog Day. We like need to break it up with some activity, eh?
So this year, it's all going to be about like, if you're trying to get hold of us and do some stuff, expect us to be doing a bunch more walking meetings, taking things going on. Or if you want to come catch up with us, like we're not going to be sitting. They'd be like, let's go do an activity. You want to
go play pool?
Let's do something.
We're going to be playing pool this
arvo. Yeah, we're going to do stuff. Come and do stuff, which I think is going to be for me. I've already noticed a difference over the last few days. Just breaking up the day, feeling like I can get a bit of a sweat up, not really like, you know, be more productive with my time. Sounds funny, but...
Yeah, does sound funny.
I don't want to... It's also, we haven't had as many video calls this week. It's been very ease ourselves back into a week, but last year there was... There were so many days that you'd have like three days in a row. You'd have like six to eight hours of these video calls a day, and it's just
emotionally draining.
It's aggressive. It's an aggressive amount of Zoom calls for a day where I don't want that in my life this year.
No, I'm the same. I'm the same. It was a lot of energy out. How do we get some energy back in? You know, we ask the guests the question all the time, and to get energy back for us, it's just competing.
Doing something. Just getting outside. I think for me, it's outsideness, and it's away from...
That's a good word, outsideness.
Outsideness. Yeah. Now, it's going down to the Deakin University down in July. Well,
we're not even allowed there, actually, are we? So I feel kind of bad because we're using the oval and it's like full private.
It's a beautiful deck. Yeah. The footy oval down there is just like, it's not used for cricket.
The wind was swirling.
Well, it was for you. It wasn't for me. Don't worry about that.
Hang on. We're 1-1 in the round the world competition. And to be honest, that's quite sad for you because you're an ex-elite AFL player.
I like on when you played, we did three rounds, and then at the end of the three rounds, you said, that's it.
No, we had to go. You're a liar.
And then our next time we played, at the end of the three rounds, I was winning. I go, so that's it? You go, we're playing at least to five rounds.
Yeah.
Well, we had
nowhere to be.
I guess you can change the rules if you want, huh?
We were playing golf the last time, and you're like, we got to go play.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, I'm happy to keep going.
Well, the skills were on. The skills were on. Kicking them from wherever we wanted.
Yeah, you like it when we go down there and you get to express yourself through your foot.
You know, through my foot.
Yeah. Well, feet, I should say, because you can kick both feet, but it has been good actually getting out there. Playing pool on New Year's, I think it was it New Year's Day or the day after where we were just like, we want to play pool? Or maybe even before that. We were like, we're playing pool, we're having a boys' night.
Yeah.
You're not drinking, you're having lemon lime bitters.
I'm having lemon lime bitters, $9.80 for lemon lime bitters. I felt like throwing it in his face. Are you going to put some alcohol in it for $9.80 or what?
Yeah, bitters. There's alcohol in that.
That's bullshit, I reckon.
But we're playing sober pool, baby.
Sober pool, yeah. We played Uno on New Year's, though. We had a low-key New Year's. I was in bed by 10. Didn't make New Year's.
Yeah.
But we had a pretty aggressive 2 hours of Uno that was played.
And I won.
Did you?
We both won. You come from nowhere. I was up to a hot start, won a couple in the end. But playing against a couple of losers, hey. You just thought that they owned the Uno game and just sort of going over the rules. You can't do that.
It really brings out everyone's personality.
Your sister, doesn't it?
Oh, she was so upset. And it was good to see her stay quiet because usually she's really good at that game and she chirps way too much. Chirps more than I do, which is saying something for a game like that. But she's...
You're both annoying, actually.
It's hard to chirp after 90 minutes if you haven't had a win, isn't it?
You are a trash talker, though. I noticed that even when we're going for kicks around the world, you're like... trying to put me off in that. It's like you're 12 years old. I'm just like, I let you go. And it's like, I'll just let this guy go.
You don't think I'm allowed to say anything?
No, I think you can. I just think you love it so much, don't you? You love the trash talk
part of the game, yeah.
You can't do this.
There's a mental aspect to a game.
It makes me want to crush you even more. And I feel like I go even more in the zone when you start behaving like that. Yeah, it's like you got to bore the champions. You got to bore the good players. Otherwise, they got a chip on their shoulder. They want to beat you.
I had the same thing. I'm having a game of tennis this week with or next week. This week? When's this come out? Monday.
Monday, yeah.
So this week, later in the week,
yeah.
With Hamish, our mate Hamish, who
he
sent a little message or whatever, and I like to rev him up because I've got the title at the moment. I'm the tennis champ between us. He hasn't ever beaten me, but I've also...
He's about shit, though. Let's be real.
I haven't played for a while because I've been sort of... He's looking in good nick, so sometimes it's easy to...
He's been using his wrist a lot.
I feel like he might be bringing the heat a little bit. He's looking very fit. He'd cover the court well, so I'm sort of just trying to hide away. I don't have to compete when he tells me he wants to compete.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm the champ. I'll tell you when I'm ready.
very like Mark Philippoussis energy.
A little bit. So I'm just letting him know. And he's moving up to, they're up to Queensland this year, him and Liz, off to, as she's the big announcement to the, where's she playing? Sunshine Coast?
I don't know.
Netball, what's it called?
Yeah, something like that.
Big, it's the biggest.
Up near Noosa.
It's like Gary Ablett going to the Gold Coast,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's loving himself sick. He's going to be walking around in the Netball Australia shorts and that.
But I've there's been a smack talk that's already started there, and I'm inside his head already. He's upset and just...
You are annoying,
a few
though.
Little comments, you know?
You're so annoying to play against.
But people love to play, though.
Yeah,
you know,
to
why
crush
that's,
you.
That's why they want to come back and play more.
To crush you, because they hate you. They want to crush you.
Competition's fun. Sports and doing things like... Yeah. You're allowed to have fun doing it, and you're allowed to get the competitive juices going. I know in startups, everyone has to drink kombucha and hold hands, and not allowed to bring any competitive energy into the world. You know, like, and this is a psychologically safe environment. You know, which I believe
you're
in.
Taking the piss out of yourself, then, because that's what you preach, bro.
I do. I think yes, but the real world has a like
you're allowed to joke and have fun.
You're allowed to joke and have fun.
Yeah,
come on.
That is what creates good culture, isn't it? I feel like when you're testing the limits, when you first start a job,
and
you're like, how funny can I really show myself? Like, how deep do I go? And I just go full whole hog early. So at least I know the ones who I'm not going to spend much time with.
One of the trends I'm noticing for 2024 is the shine or the polish on woke culture, especially in Australian startup ecosystem.
Yeah.
Is starting to come off a little bit.
You reckon?
Yeah, I feel like all the... You have to do this, and if you're saying that, you're going to get cancelled and all this sort of stuff.
Mm.
That all was good until the world started changing and less money and rounds of redundancies and all the perks that people got offered to come and take these jobs were now worth dick when these people don't have a fucking job. When they got fired and flicked off, it's like, oh, so why do I have to do all this other stuff that you're telling me I have to do when that's not how the world works in the first place? So it's like they're trying to... It was fine when they were the puppet masters controlling where the financing came from and money was infinite.
Mm.
And now it's a bit more like, I think, 2024. The year of the real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The year of the real. You can't hide. Can't bullshit. I'm not going to do what you fucking say. Tell me that you have to say and what I have to do. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do whatever I want.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to tackle this year. And if as long as we've been nice.
Yeah.
We got good. The whole thing for us, like, everything is always about being welcoming and treating people for who they are and what they do. It doesn't matter what they're
positive energy.
Positive.
And then, you know, if people start to just not bring that vibe, then you just don't spend time with it. Like, less thinking about it. Just be positive.
Esther Hicks, mate. Look it up. Esther Hicks.
The funniest shit ever.
In the vortex.
The funniest shit ever was. When was this? Maybe like 6-7 years ago,
I reckon,
whatever.
Yeah.
I was so deep into this shit and I was like, looking up the vortex,
energy fields. And
yeah, and I was like, what is the power of now? Like, I saw everyone reading the book and shit. I'm like, what is this stuff? Went deep on it and told you about it. And then I feel like you've just been hooked.
It's just the power of energy and vibrations. And we're all just.
It sounds good because it feels good to to absorb that and do those actions. I feel like. But it's like anything. I feel like it does bring out good vibes.
I've been off the piss a little bit. The last maybe like 2 months now.
Yeah, very sober.
Maybe 3 months. Yeah, sober and bland. It's been quite boring. And I have been, you know, like obviously that's what people do when they've got more time on their hands. They just start questioning the essence of life.
Yeah.
Where do we come from? Why are we here? Why do we exist? And
there
was a little bit of that over the holiday break of
what
is life? You know, what is religion? You know, like why do people, what do people believe in? Because I'm not a religious dude. So
you've got
a
sober mind now and you're just going, I'm pretty much like, I'm pure.
Well, it's hard because it's like we do all this stuff and like we're so, hey, startups this and whatever. Yeah. And then it's also, there's a big mix of how I'm a walking contradiction, I feel like. There's a big mix of like, why do we do anything?
Yeah.
Everything has meaning, but everything has no meaning.
Yeah, yeah.
What is life?
I feel that too. When times are hard, I just love to zoom out and just go, nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
So when it gets real hard in my immediate life, I just zoom right out and just say, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just think thinking deeply about life is a good thing.
Not all the time, though.
I felt like that as a kid though. I was always like, I felt weird because in my own head, I was like, why are we even here?
You got to care less.
Like, what am I doing? Yeah, that's a big thing.
We had a bunch of conversations lately with friends and people in our circles that are obviously the last few years away and on COVID into some weird times over the last little bit. And especially in a transition period, I feel like for people at our age, they're transitioning either they're having a family, or they're wanting to find a partner, or having kids like me and Em, and
decisions.
There's stuff happening. They're going grey. They're getting uglier.
Yeah, people fatter, uglier.
You're fatter, uglier, longer in the tooth. Their nose is growing. Their ears are popping out. Yeah, getting a bit more facial hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Losing a few teeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit starts happening.
Health declining.
They're not. They need some of that adrenochrome.
You're not getting me at my peak.
They need some of that kids' blood that the elites have been drinking. Is that what's going on?
I don't know. There is some weird stuff going on though. It's been interesting, hasn't it? Interesting start to the year with some of the names being dropped on Epstein's list. I didn't think it would come out this soon, to be honest. I feel like there'd be more deaths before this had happened, but feels like everyone's going to know everything now, and it's scary for some people in Hollywood.
I'm hoping that's the year of the truth. But to be honest, we covered this stuff on the pod for like 2 years extensively. Hey, Prince Andrew does this. Go back and dig into 2021. There was like our news episodes was like, let's get into the thing, Bill Gates exposed. And all that stuff that we did cover 2 years ago, and people might have thought we were tinfoil hat. It's all true.
Yeah,
it's all straight up. Like Prince Andrew's he's a nonce. You know, he's a pedo.
Yeah,
it's crazy, isn't it? Weird that these people like Bill Clinton, or like the things like Hillary Clinton could have been the president a few years ago, and Bill Clinton's a pedo.
Yeah, well,
alleged pedo.
Just say that.
Hey, alleged.
I don't think he's listening in, to be honest.
He might be.
He might be, actually. CIA,
mate. I'm sure they listen to the Funny Business Podcast, because we're dropping truth bombs over here.
Andrew Bustamante, he's got some tabs on us, huh?
Oh, even like weird names. Like Stephen Hawking, he's on the list.
Hey, tell us about the conspiracy about that. That's not true.
It sounds good, though. He's in there doing this, trying to say he's in the deposition. His name is mentioned, talking about people trying to disprove that he was having orgies with people over on Epstein's Island. And it's just weird stuff. David Copperfield, the magician.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's making people reappear and appear, isn't he?
Oh, what about Aaron Rodgers calling out Jimmy Kimmel,
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Kimmel's fired back, I'm not on any list. And then he got named on the list.
Yeah, crazy.
So, and he was going to sue him for defamation. But it's the truth.
It's all just bullshit though, isn't it?
People are just crazy, aren't they?
Well, I think the world's pretty mad. I'm hoping it's a sign of good things to come. Because I do find it weird, and it's hard to be like motivated to buy into the system. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Go to school, get a job, work in this thing.
Yeah.
With all the powerful elites, and it's a big blackmailing operation, all these people that run all these things, the guy who ran the Hyatt hotels, you know, the Hyatt hotels, didn't we stay in the Hyatt? We said the Meriton, didn't we?
Yeah, Meriton, mate.
Lucky.
Yeah, lucky.
Executive chairman of the Hyatt, bro.
Yeah.
He's in some strife.
Is he?
Yeah, he's named heaps of times.
I just feel like people like, what, there was Eminem, Beyonce, and all those sort
on,
of people.
That's on the flight logs.
That's what I mean. Like, that's what they're guilty by association. They're just named in the thing.
There's more stuff to come.
Yeah. There was a few names that they were saying that were just, he was on the phone to these people, and he was sort of just name dropping to these underage victims or whatever.
Yeah.
But how brave is that to take on the system like that? I feel like that's fucking pretty cool by the victims to just be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Some of them got paid off in that, and now they're still going hard.
It is weird though.
Yeah.
The whole stuff just weirds me out a little bit. It's a confusing thing when you think about like
David Copperfield and shit, magicians and weird. It's like that whole Jimmy Savile. I watched a few videos on him over the holiday break just to, you know, clear my mind.
Yeah.
He was a weird dude, bro.
Did you watch anything over the holidays?
Lots of cricket and wrestling.
Oh.
I've been watching lots of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been good actually. Diving back into my childhood.
Perfect.
I feel like that's what you do when you get older. You go back to things that you used to do as a kid because it's just easy.
I went to the park so many times.
Yeah.
So many times in the whole, like over the week and a half.
You went down the slide?
No. She's at a point now, I don't have to really go down the slide with her. She goes up herself. She can climb up and go down. That's a big win.
Well, tell us about going to the park though, because I feel like I would have so much anxiety around people coming up to me chatting and stuff, and I'm just like, fuck,
I don't give off chat to me energy.
Yeah, you got resting Rob face.
No, I'm active.
But you're not going
to
ask
questions. I'm all good, but I'm here to play with Tilly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tilly made a friend at the beach. We went down to Bell's, took her to Bell's Beach just to like find some shells and just hang around. And even then she made this girl come up, maybe like three.
Mm.
I could see the dad, he'd walk down. He just stood at the end of the steps, sat in his phone and done whatever. And that's not how I play.
Mm. Like I'm very present.
No, I'm more like I'm happy to have my phone in my pocket, but I don't just say, hey, you're at the beach now, go and whatever, I'm going to sit here and scroll. So she come over and they were like, Tilly's like, oh, what's your name? Oh. And they said her name, and then they were like, she's like, the other girl's like, you want to make a sandcastle? And she said, yeah. And then they went and made a sandcastle. First time I've ever seen her make like a
yeah.
It was only that dad and that kid and us just on the beach.
Random.
It was just, and then she talked about it for like the next 24 hours. I made a new friend. It was like it made my heart melt, wanted to cry. But even still, like I didn't talk to that dad.
You didn't.
I said hi. I didn't go over.
Hey, bro,
to him.
Can I get your number? Our kids really get along.
No.
When does it get to that point? Hey, I feel like our kids have a connection here.
It's too much.
Want to meet at the beach here every night at 5 p.m.
Nah.
Why
some
not?
People would be like that.
Yeah. Well, I think when you find something, you got to try and keep it, don't you?
Do you?
I don't know. I feel like you could have made the effort. And just
sometimes
say, hey, bro,
it's just incidental moments of
our kids have got a connection. Stop scrolling. Our kids.
I thought he would have been like a bit like, he would have liked it a bit more.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, I'm standing there helping them do the sandcastle and that. It's like, hang on a minute.
Help, bro.
I'm not parenting your kid.
What do you do if there's a naughty kid that's like just cutting sick on the slides and that and just being a real like rough? Do you discipline other kids or
no? You can't. You just got to take your kid away.
Yeah.
You just got to
get away from the naughty kid.
You just got to remove him from the situation. It's a bit like I went to Barwon Heads Park Friday morning.
Yeah.
With all the rich toffs up there and with all their kids out. Got there about 9:15 and all of them rolling out, all the Porsches and the Beamers and the
Teslas,
and the Teslas lined up at the park, and all the designer brands,
yeah.
All the mums dressed out head to toe in
fashion parade,
fashion parade at the park, and that all the slides and that are still wet.
Yeah,
it's a nice, beautiful morning. Like none of them have problem solved enough to go and get the towel out of their car and wipe
the Gucci towel.
Yeah, they haven't done that. You know, they're just like, oh, no, sorry guys, I can't figure out how to do that. Usually, with the help, does that. You know,
Austin, where are you?
Yeah, where's our nanny today? So anyway, I went and got the towel and just wiped a couple of slides down.
Yeah,
and then
for the community.
No, for my daughter.
Yeah.
I want it. All right, Tilly wants to go down the slide. I'll solve that problem for her. No stress.
No
and
dramas,
then
you can.
All of a sudden, all the other parents are coming around and hang on a minute.
Yeah.
If you wanted your kid to go down the slide,
mm.
you could have solved the problem.
So you just said Tilly gets at least half an hour.
No, she doesn't like it.
She gets 10
goes. She's a great sharer.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to hog the slide, I could hog the slide.
Well, slide hogging happened to you weeks before that, didn't it?
No, swing hogging.
Swing hogging, that's it.
I think it's a hard thing. Like Tilly cracks it and she's on the swing. It's hard. Sometimes hard to get her off.
Yeah.
You really got to.
She's crying.
Yeah, like she wants to do more. And
yeah.
There was a kid at the park. We went to Port Arlington for a day trip.
You're loving the day trips.
Yeah, I've been like, we went to
Windows Down.
I went to Queenscliff and to Port Arlington. Been to Barwon Heads.
The Wiggles pumping.
Usually on the way back, kids' music gets a run.
Yeah.
And on the way there.
Bit of Grinspoon.
Just anything, you know. Anything that's not kids' music.
Yeah.
But there's a kid on the side, 40 minutes on the side. There was like 100 kids at the park.
Yeah.
And just was crying, wouldn't get off. And there was like 7 kids in the line waiting for the swing. Tilly wanted to get on, didn't get a turn. No one other kid got a turn. So when we got there, this one kid's on the swing and the mum was still pushing it and that.
Mm.
Just no. I look at her and I go, look.
Didn't you go somewhere and come back and they were still on?
Yeah, we went and got a coffee and a thing, come back and she's still there.
It's not
and
good.
I was like, that ain't it.
Did you want to say something?
A little bit. Are you the parent or is she parenting you? You know? I'm not judging anyone's parenting skills. But,
but yes, I am.
But here I am.
Yeah.
I don't know. The year, I'm going to speak my mind in 2024, I think. Say whatever I want.
Do you feel like people judge you and your parenting?
For
like
sure.
At the park, when you're
for
at
sure.
the park.
So, today in Barwon Heads, she was – there's a little wall so at the river. The park at Barwon Heads is like there's a stone wall that's probably maybe like 2 meters high.
Yeah.
Just a little bit taller.
A lot taller than you, yeah.
About 2 meters, right?
Yeah.
And just on the riverbank
there,
Tilly decided to climb up the thing and she's fully dressed. She's got pants on and that. And then she tries to jump off the top of the wall. To me, as if like trust exercise, like catch me, dad.
Yeah.
All the other parents are sort of like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
She starts doing it. I catch her. Of course I catch her. And then I hit the sand.
Yeah.
And she loves it.
Yeah.
So then she's off running. She runs into the water. She's got clothes on and that.
Yeah.
Had to whip her pants off quickly so she can run around and get splashed. And one of the parents is like, oh, she's going to get wet pretty quickly. It's like, well, I know. We're at the beach. You know? You know what I mean? Like,
all right, Captain No Fun.
I don't give a fuck if she gets a bit wet.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
And then she ran back up. And then I got a bit scared because she started running across the top of the wall. Took off running.
Yeah, no dude.
And I was like.
Yeah. But what then can you do?
I could feel a little bit of judgment going on, but
yeah.
I don't care. She's having fun.
It's like when
my
you go to
having
the,
some fun.
The messy patch thing, yeah? And then some parents go there and they don't want their
kids
to
get
have,
dirty.
Like, yeah, and you're like, Tilly, she's eating paint.
Yeah, she was the messiest. She's a bit wild child sometimes.
Yeah. But who does she take that after? You or M, you reckon?
Must have been M. I don't feel like I've got that much wild child in me.
I reckon you're a bit crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon you've got some crazy
just a bit tendency. Of a twitch.
A little bit. A little bit. You say that I've got ADD. I reckon you've got a bit of ADD, I reckon.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know.
Sometimes you just don't respond and you just talk about what you want to talk about. And I'm like, that's very ADD.
Is it?
You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I think it's just called rudeness. I've acknowledged what you want to talk about. Yeah. I think that's shit. Move on. What are you excited about this year? What are you thinking about? What do you want to happen?
What do I want to happen?
Shake that magical eight ball and ask me a question.
Yeah. Just positive energy, man. I know I've said it a million times, but just because what we do, I think, is so hard. And not saying other jobs aren't hard and stuff, but there's no real roadmap. You're making shit up as you go. Everything's like super stressful, which I love because you're just solving problems all the time. It's good. But it's like you were saying, like finding those moments where you can go have a hit of golf and just chill.
Chill out a bit.
Yeah, like.
Can't absorb everyone's pressure. All startups are under pressure at all time. Anyone who's doing their own business and founders, like I know we said at the end of last year, like hats off to anyone who's trying to start something who has put their head down, bum up and made some shit happen over the last few years in a challenging environment. And I just feel like I'm excited after a couple of years of weirdness and COVID. I'm hoping that this year brings better juju, better energy out in the world. And we're going to bring that positivity, you know, like less cynical, more optimistic, glass half full always.
Unless it's funny. You can be cynical if it's funny. That's what I think. If you're having a laugh and you're bringing the negative energy, at least you're making people laugh. It's different, you know.
That's true.
But I don't know. I feel like in your post, would you say in real life events, you're going to be poking your head into some events this year?
Yeah, we're coming.
We're coming.
Letting you know if you want us to come to something, slide into the DMs because we'll probably come. Last year, if you invite us, we'd say probably not. This year, happy to come.
Happy to come.
It's just one of those things. I feel like last year was not about getting out. It was trying to be like, it's like put your own oxygen mask on before you put someone. Now we're ready, hey.
Mm.
Oxygen's on.
Yeah.
What can we go? Is there any under the sea, you know?
Pretty funny today, isn't it? For someone who hit their head on the garage door this morning, you've turned it around. Oh,
before I got here, I tried to time it like really, really poor. Like, you know, you're just like garage door's moving and you try and like just duck down under it.
Yeah.
I ducked down and really swung the head and smacked into the garage door and I'd had a happy morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It can ruin a mood straight
like that.
Oh,
it gave me a headache, instant headache. But hey, this year, excited about plenty of stuff going on in all the things Dream Big Social Club. Keep up to date with everything we're doing. And if you haven't already, go and sign up to the Dream Big newsletter. Our latest interview, Jess Walker, still going off. People are loving that one. Sick.
Very popular.
Programs community lead, non-executive director at Fishburners, works at Airtree at the moment. Doing
You've
some cool
memorized
stuff.
The title just like that, haven't you?
Oh, just I'm professional. I'm a professional podcaster.
Yeah, stalker.
Professional stalker. Go and check that. We had an interview the week before that with Matt Hurl.
Yeah.
He's now at Criteo, but he was the CEO and founder of Brand Crush, which got acquired by Criteo.
Yeah.
Gonna have a bunch more feature interviews and exclusive content, and got some giveaways and some prizes and some cool stuff that's about to go down this year. We're going to really ramp up the newsletter, ramp up the community events. Our first one's probably going to be popping off sometime late Jan, early Feb is what we're thinking, but nothing's locked
things
in
change,
stone. Things change. Hey, just go with the flow, baby, you know?
Yeah. Tell us what you want to do too. So if you have any ideas on what you want to do with the community and connect with others, send it to us and then we'll claim it and then do it.
Hey, some exciting news is going to come out of the Dream Big Social Club too. We've got some new clients hopefully we'll be announcing, doing some cool stuff with by the end of Jan. But if you've been listening to Funny Business and you're following on the Dream Big Social Club journey and you are a founder out there looking for some help, please, this year for us, we're excited to make some shit happen. Like we said, last year was a big foundational push of setting up the Dream Big Social Club. Well, foundations are in place. So if you're like, I think like for us, it's like it's hard to make shit happen. And if we can help support founders who are maybe they're looking for an alternative pathway in the world of ventures and they're trying to build some shit up and they don't think that they really fit the unicorn model, but they don't know, they still need help, but they don't know where to get it from, we'll come and chat.
I like that. Your DMs are open this year. You're replying back to every single person.
I'm active. I'm replying. I'm doing content. We're making reels. We're having some fun. We're doing some stuff. Energy's back.
Energy's back.
Hope you can feel it.
Hey, Funny Business listeners, Caleb from SquareX here. I just wanted to jump on and let you guys know at the end of this ep, SquareX is currently open for investment. So if you're interested in learning more about what we do at SquareX and want to get involved in the digital future of the agricultural supply chains, you can reach out to me directly on LinkedIn or to the Dream Big Social Club team to learn more.